the second introduction of Jesus Christ. In verse 7, the second half of it, he who is true. One thing that Jesus said after his holiness, just righteousness is his true nature is next. Holiness follows up with truth. A holy person speaks the truth, lives the truth, speaks the truth. The Word of God is truth in us. When we're in the Word, His Word gets in us. We speak the truth in the inward part, and truth flows out of us. There's an interesting book that was written a few decades back about the day America told the truth. And it said that the whole country would fall apart because we're so used to not telling the truth. We tell people what they want to hear. We report what they want us to report. We behave the way we want them, but not the truth. Jesus is the truth. You know, it says in Revelation 15, we'll cover that in a few classes, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are your ways." And then in Revelation 19:2, "True and righteous are your judgments." He is true. He is who is holy cannot lie. He who is uncorrupted cannot fail. He is the only source of unblighted existence, which is connected to absolute truth. That's why the scriptures say, "Thy word is truth." That's what makes us bold and confident. The work of righteousness is peace, and the effects of righteousness is quietness and assurance, Isaiah tells us. That's what truth does to us. Basically, Jesus is saying, "I speak the truth. I'm the last word on everything." In today's world, there's always someone higher. You don't like what you're hearing on the phone, you say, "I want to go up the food chain. I want to know your manager." If you don't like what they say on the aisle, you go to the service desk. If you don't like what they say there, you go to the manager. If the manager doesn't say what you say, you put something, you tweet something to their account to get their attention. There's always a higher authority to go to. Not with Jesus. He's the final word. He is the truth. He's the last word. If you want to hear an absolutely life-changing truth, Psalm 19 has it. You know what it is? Bonnie and I just taught this. We a few months ago, were speaking, invited as spiritual mental health care providers. We spoke to over 700 medical professionals, doctors. And what I said to them is, "I admire what you do. You can prescribe amazing drugs that can transform the bodies and help heal the bodies of people that you minister to. But there's only one thing that can affect their minds for good and for health. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the non-material part of us, our minds, our emotions, our thoughts, our feelings, our memories. God can transform us." In a world of uncertainty, Jesus introduces himself as the one who is true, the final word on everything, the ultimate authority. Now, Philadelphians in the first century, their lives were uncertain. They faced persecution. They can lose their jobs. There were lurking disasters like those earthquakes. There were constant unknowns, endless potential dangers. But why were they healthy? Because their life was built on truth. They had a foundation that never moved, that didn't shift, that was true, because he is holy.